This is The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. Efforts to strengthen historic preservation in New Castle County are starting to take shape as the county's Historic Preservation Working Group starts drafting ordinances to address a variety of ongoing issues. The group, which was created nearly a year ago, includes three county council members determined to make progress. Their effort comes as the battle over the fate of the Houston House, a historic home in the village of Bayberry North, just north of Middletown, is closer to being settled by the New Castle County Historic Preservation Board. Contributor Larry Nagengast has been following these issues for us and updates them in a pair of stories available at DelawarePublic.org. He joined me earlier this week to discuss where things stand. Well, let's start with the ongoing battle over that one property, the Houston House. Remind us the situation with it and the surrounding neighborhood. What's going on?
Well, the preservation community views the Houston House matter as another example of what's called demolition by neglect. In essence, what that means in practice is that a developer will acquire a property that includes a historic structure, does little to maintain or preserve it, and then says that that the building has deteriorated so badly that it has to be torn down. And it usually has to be torn down to make way for some sort of a multi-million dollar construction project. Now, in this particular case, we're talking about a 140-year-old farmhouse and barn that are in the village of Bayberry North, outside of Middletown. The developer, the Blenheim Management Company, wants to tear down the structures and then subdivide the land into five lots so it can build more homes there. Now, while preservationists and some residents are upset that the buildings are unlikely to be saved, many residents in the area consider the deteriorating buildings an eyesore and a nuisance, and they would prefer that Blenheim go ahead with its proposal to build the additional homes and to create a small park in the area.
And this is all coming kind of to a head next week during the New Castle County Historic Preservation Board's meeting. What are the kind of key issues that we expect to be dealt with during that meeting to try and bring this to some kind of resolution?
Well, there was a hearing last June, and that covered Blenheim's request made in the early part of last year for a demolition permit. And those issues will be rehashed when the board meets next Tuesday. However, the Historic Review Board never issued a ruling after that first hearing because Blenheim asked them to put a hold on making the decision because Blenheim wanted to build support in the community for its longer-term plans for the property. Now Blenheim has that support and has asked the Historic Review Board to reactivate the process, as it were, and that's why there's going to be the hearing Tuesday, and there are actually going to be two issues discussed. First, this rehash, as I said, of the request for the demolition permit, and secondly, about Blenheim's plans to subdivide the property to build new homes and to add some parkland. And now this is where we start getting into some really interesting issues. At the root of all this is what's called the record plan for Bayberry North. And that's a legal document that sets out the location of all the lots, all the roadways, the open space, and so on in the community. Now there are notes that were made on this part of the plan, and some of these notes state that the Houston House will be maintained and that the land on which it sits will never be subdivided. Now, Blenheim wants to have that plan amended. The preservationists, including the nonprofit Preservation Delaware Incorporated, say that can't be done because it would mean that Blenheim was breaking promises that it made to the county and to the community in order to get its development plan approved more than 15 years ago. And now, layered on top of that, and this makes it even more interesting, is this larger legal issue about separation of powers. And, certainly you heard a lot about that in Washington the last couple of years. But anyhow, the county's land use department, which is part of the executive branch of government, says that it has the authority to approve amendments to record plans. But the preservationists say that they can't do that because the record plan was approved by a vote of the county council, the legislative body. So only the council can make changes to record plans. Lawyers for Blenheim and Preservation Delaware have exchanged some very blistering letters on this topic, and each side is essentially saying that they're the ones that are correct and that the other side doesn't know what they're talking about.
Well, you mentioned the magic word lawyers, and so I'm going to ask this question. Is this likely to be resolved by the Preservation Board, or is this likely going to wind up in court somehow?
Good question. Really a good question. First of all, the Historic Review Board really doesn't have the power to stop a demolition. All it can do is place a 9-month hold on the request so the interested parties can try to find an alternative to demolition. Where that timeline stands right now in this case is kind of muddy, but the fact is that no alternatives have been developed since that hearing last June, so it seems that demolition is going to be inevitable. Now, this larger question involves the subdivision request. Now, one argument the preservationists make is that letting a developer build new homes on the site would amount to being a reward for letting this historic structure fall apart. And they say, if you permit changes in the record plans that have been approved by the county, that would destroy the public's trust in these plans. I mean, after all, if a developer can just go back to the county to request changes, it would make the original promises seem somewhat empty. So the aspect of the hearing now that really gets interesting is, you know, what happens here? The board could let the demolition go ahead, but it doesn't have to endorse the plan to build new homes. But the land use department could conceivably overrule the Historic Review Board. And again, given this separation of powers issue, the county council could wind up getting involved in this again as well. So get back to your original question. Is a lawsuit possible? Yeah, it's possible. But there are plenty of different things that could happen in the meantime that are going to cloud the situation even more.
So to try to avoid this type of battle in the future, last year a new group was formed, the Historic Preservation Working Group, and it's been trying to affect change in this area. And it seems like they want some sweeping change. What are some of the things that they're trying to do to kind of avoid this type of battle again sometime down the road?
Okay. Well, this working group, which includes 3 members of the county council, representatives of several county departments, including land use, and an array of preservation advocates, is currently looking at a collection of possible ordinances. Some of these ordinances have already been introduced. Others are in draft form right now. Most of them, in one way or another, do relate to this concept of demolition by neglect. Let me give you a quick rundown of what they're looking at. To specifically address the demolition by neglect topic, there's a proposal that would clarify and extend these deadlines for reviewing demolition permits. Currently, that 9-month delay that I mentioned starts when the developer makes the permit application for the demolition. The proposed change wouldn't start that clock ticking until after the Historic Review Board holds a hearing on the request. So that's one possible change. Then Councilwoman Dee Durham, who launched the working group, is drafting an ordinance that would require not only annual inspections of historic structures, but would also require county inspectors to write up any code violations that they see during these inspections, follow up to make sure that the violations are corrected, and then for the county to prepare for the county employees to prepare an annual report that they would send to the Historic Review Board and to the county council to describe all of the violations that they found during the course of the year. Another item, Councilman David Carter, in response to this whole Houston House matter, would establish new standards for the preservation of historic structures or sites that are located within an area that is part of a land development or a subdivision plan. Carter's proposal would require that any historic resource that has been identified to be retained be given an H category zoning, that means H standing for historic, either before the plan is recorded or at the latest when the plan is legally recorded. Now, part of that plan would have to include a detailed maintenance program that the land use department would have to approve in advance to ensure that structural components are protected and reinforced to reduce the potential for demolition by neglect. And now, on top of that, the members of the working group are talking about things like property tax exemptions or reductions to owners of historic properties, and a proposal that would have the county design commemorative plaques that property owners could purchase and then mount alongside the front door of their buildings, a way of giving recognition for the preservation of these historic structures.
But this group is getting some pushback from the land use department. What is it saying in response?
Well, Rich Hall, the county's land use manager, sent an email to the working group 2 weeks ago. He acknowledges that some new laws and strong policies are needed, but he said that the current approach, and I quote, is over-relying on local legislative actions, some of which we think have marginal benefits or less. Hall would like to see the county include other strategies in the preservation initiatives, things like public-private partnerships and more community involvement. Now, in addition to that, and as part of the process with the working group, the Land Use Department has drafted its own legislation. It's fairly comprehensive in that it addresses many of the items that the working group's proposed ordinances address on an individual basis. However, both Dee Durham and David Carter say that the proposals from land use don't go as far and aren't as strong as the working group would like. And the preservationists in the working group, people like Preservation Delaware representatives and so on, also seem to be pretty much in agreement with that. They'd like to see actions that are more in line with what the council members are thinking about than what land use has on the table right now.
Despite this kind of back and forth and friction over these issues, is it fair to say at this juncture that in essence something is better than nothing, that the status quo really just encourages demolition by neglect? And so just getting something, even if you don't get everything you want, is better than just letting things stay as they are?
You're absolutely right about that. Many of the people that I've spoken to here said, at some point here, we're going to have to agree to disagree, that we're not going to have agreement on everything. In any case, this is pretty much what this whole Houston House battle exemplifies. It's fair to say that the county laws don't provide sufficient incentives to encourage preservation, nor do they include sufficient tools to prevent property owners from letting structures of historic significance deteriorate to the point that they must be torn down. In the case of the Houston House, preservation promises were made, but next to nothing has been done in the past 10 years or so to preserve or protect the structures. So, while it might be argued that the developer willfully or neglectfully caused the problems with Houston House, it's also fair to say that the county was responsible for letting it happen. And it's also fair to question the county's commitment to preservation if it continues to let developers tear down historic buildings so that they can make more money by putting up new ones. Now, to prevent similar situations from recurring in the future, that's what the working group is trying to do. And there are going to have to be changes in the laws, changes in enforcement techniques, and probably changes in the levels of community awareness as well. In this context, I'm going to be a little bit bold here, and I'm going to suggest a possible solution. And I'm not saying that it's going to get any credence with anybody, but let's just say the farmhouse is in pretty bad shape. So let's assume that that's going to be demolished. But instead of building new homes, what if Blenheim just goes and creates a bigger park on the site than it is planned? And say it calls it the Houston House Park and puts up a marker that tells the story of the farmhouse. You do something like that, and what happens? The current residents get rid of an eyesore. The developer creates an added value to the neighborhood, and the county appears to be acting in the community's best interest by memorializing some of its heritage. Is it possible? Yeah, maybe it's possible, but it's going to take quite a while before we find out. As I was pulling all this together, I couldn't help but think of that that old Joni Mitchell song, "You don't know what you've got until it's gone."
Thanks to contributor Larry Nagengast for his time on The Green this week. You can read his reporting on historic preservation in Newcastle County and the battle over the Houston House at DelawarePublic.org. And stay with us. The Green continues with Arts Playlist and a look at what the Freeman Stage is doing to cope with the coronavirus pandemic. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.